Zoos in many countries have been criticized for having cramped cages and keeping animals captive that belong in the wild. In 2013, Costa Rican officials took up the slogan, "No cages," and with it came the bold plan to close the country's zoos. So what are all these animals doing inside a beautifully landscaped park at the heart of Costa Rica? Follow Gabi, Kusla and Kara as they visit Zuave to find out. Discover why the most important elements of this park lie out of view to the public.
This area is a restricted area.
And hear the story of one single bird who changed the way an entire country feels about animal abuse.
It's been a few years since we've traveled together.
There's still so much yet to be discovered.
Human beings can be so cruel towards so many animals.
When you have the opportunity to look into their eyes, to know their stories.
Animals that are rescued here can be released into the wild again, where they're really meant to live. I hope people get inspired and treat animals with more care and respect.
Kilometers outside Costa Rica's largest city of San Jose, on the surface, this beautifully landscaped park might seem to be your typical zoo, with animals on display for human enjoyment. But Zuave's specialty is not animal keeping. Instead, their goal is rehabilitation and release. Zuave is actually four different centers. Only one of them, the Animal Rescue Visitation Center, is open to the public. Human contact is kept at a minimum at their clinic, Tropical Wildlife Rescue and Reproduction Center, for animals close to extinction. Today, Gabi, Kusla and Caro are getting a look behind the scenes, visiting Zuave's newest animal patients in need of care.
Welcome to the Zuave Animal Rescue. Right now we are in a restricted area. This area is closed to the public. This is where we admit more than 2,500 rescue animals annually. Most of them are orphans, or were abused or abandoned, or were run over, electrocuted, or suffer another type of abuse.
These animals must start their rehabilitation process in these cages as they heal from life-threatening injuries and readjust to life without abuse.
It's so sad to see these animals that were orphaned or injured. But at the same time, it's good to know they were rescued. I wonder what their stories are.
We get lots of Congo monkeys, mostly orphans. People kill their mothers and that's how they become orphaned. Others die of electrocution. Their mothers died after touching above ground power lines. Some are abandoned when they go with their pack on their mother's back. They fall. The pack continues on their way and the infant is left behind. These mental howler monkeys came to our rescue center about a month and a half ago. Even though they are just babies, we can determine from their behavior and facial expression whether each animal is depressed or sad.
It is sad because they lose their family member. And I think they are traumatized as well. They are hurt, they are confused. It's sad, and it's also, you know, joyful, and it's also, there's hope. Here we have two red lord parrots. These parrots were handed over by an individual 8 days ago. They were in captivity for 20 years inside very small cages in a state of awful quality of life. We welcome them with the goal of giving them a better quality of life, with spacious cages where at least they can fly so they can live in an environment similar to their natural environment. These parrots are animals that cannot be released. They are used to being fed. In their natural environment, they will not know where to look for food or how to find it. Besides that, the individuals who had them in their homes gave them an unhealthy diet. The people used to feed them the same food they consume, and parrots will not find that in the forest in their natural environment.
Zuave is working to educate the public that animal abuse comes in various forms, not just physical injury. Wild animals suffer abuse when kept as pets, because there is often no way the owner can provide a habitat or food that mimics a natural environment. But the pet trade isn't the only threat. As animals encounter more and more human infrastructure, the results can be deadly.
I want to share with you the story of these lots. They are part of the rescue center. His name is Bodoque, and his name is Bruno. Both have very sad stories. In the case of Bodoque, his mother was going from one place to another when she was electrocuted by a power line. The good thing is that she didn't die, but she had to have an amputation. In spite of her disability, she can survive in her natural habitat. But Bodoque had to stay with us. He has been here in rehab for about 9 months, and the aim is that he will be released very soon. In the case of Bruno, his mother was run over. And what was interesting is that Bruno was clinging to her. But fortunately, Bruno was uninjured. His mother, unfortunately, died. But at the moment, we are rehabilitating Bruno so that he can be released in his natural habitat.
It was my very first time seeing a sloth. It was amazing to look at their nose and their faces for the first time, how beautiful they are and how they move so elegantly, so majestically.
How many animals of those who come here can be rehabilitated and go to the forest?
There is a very important piece of information. We receive 2,500 animals per year, approximately. 80% of the animals that come to our rescue center can be released. That is to say that the minority, or 20%, stay in exhibition. They stay because they have some sort of disability. The disability can be physical, or it could be a behavioral disability as well. In that case, they have to stay in permanent captivity. But our work is very encouraging because our main goal is to rehabilitate and release them so they can go back to their natural habitat.
When I meet this little cat, the name in Spanish is Clausel, and he was so little, and the girl from here told us that his mom was killed in hands of a hunter, and he was alone. He was like this small, they rescued him, and now he's this size. He was so lovely and trying to climb and say hi. I was touched by that, and it is sad to see him in a cage, and knowing that some of the animals that come here are never going back to the forest, never, because they couldn't survive. But well, I admire these people that are doing this job, this hard job, because many of them die sometimes, but many of them are good now, and that is wonderful.
There are animals that, you know, we as humans, we invade their space. They live like in the forest, you know, just in the countryside, then we have houses and cars and electricity and, you know, everything we need, but they still live there, so we kind of push them a little bit, or sometimes a lot, and they get hurt by cars, they get hurt by electricity, and they get hurt by humans on purpose or accidentally. And I think it's our responsibility to take care of them, because we take so much of their space. It was great to have been able to visit this place, the rescue center, because I think it's a symbol for a second chance. Otherwise, they wouldn't have that second chance.
A second chance, not just to live, but to have quality of life, to try to live in a way that you would live the way God intended them to be.
And it reminds me of how we, as human beings, we also get second chances. We have to take advantage of that, to live life more abundantly.